Blog Talk Radio.
New York to the heart, but got love for all. Lying die in the fire where I learned the ball. Uptown is the place where I lay my dough. On the streets of the Bronx where my family roam. Oh damn it, we home. Heater got a 9mm. Player haters can feel the flame for my heater. I never really liked to play a fool like that, but I love to succeed. C4s fall flat, flat. Like deja vu, and I got another clip down a deja crew. I said pissed out, dumpy, mo with the pissed out. Just cause I'm pissy don't mean you should miss out. Keep them in the fitties and hundreds all arranged. Anything less than that, you keep the change. Not filthy rich, but bitch, I'm barely broke. Blessed with flows to keep it hooked like dope. Friends call me guns, sons call me tripe. Cause the quick to slide off, a slide is dick up in your wife. And that's life, you should learn how to treat her. I guarantee Peter knows how to eat her and beat her. Niggas in the Bronx call me Lex, cause I push a Lex, and I rock a Rolex, and I lounge on Lex, and I love sex, and I wave texts on sets that be trying to flex, like Dex, nigga God rest your soul, but when you're playing cards and guns, it ain't no time to fold, ho, New York niggas got crazy games, but out of town niggas is all the same, Brooklyn niggas get crazy loot, that's because when it's beat, they ain't scared to shoot, all them niggas know how to play, Mac the 600 getting crazy pay, niggas out of Queens got shit on lock, strapped with the Glock running up in your spot.
But if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, I'm for the crown baby.
Now if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, I'm for the crown baby.
Yo, the RM80 is parked in a lot right next to the Mercedes. Keep the heat cocked for these blocks that are shady. You're crazy if you walk around thinking shit's gravy. Stop me, maybe, I'm living life flawless. Making big investments on them A-class flawless. And hoes call us, I'm comfortable like McCarroll. Two quarters of my life, walking roads tight and narrow. Deep thoughts which I abide by, pumping high, got my mind's eye. Point sharper than an arrow, getting high, keep your eye on a sparrow. Riches like a sparrow, bought a new 5 with the snitches for these hoes. Trunks full of ammo, keep my toes close than most. Niggas keep their own shadow, and I strap for my foes. Like a saddle, I rock stones, other niggas rock gravel. Talk shit, whatever have you, I'm from Soundview. Bronx most wanted, front get confronted. Player, we rolling deep in the 1.500s. Like Big Eye, Red Eye, Mad Blunted. You step outside and get blooded. Have your whole block flooded with the Bronx, it's a warning. Storm in, guns out from dusk till dawn. And it's on, no doubt. Keep an eye on your bitch when I'm roaming about. And put an eye on your lip, nigga, watch your mouth. I'm from the Bronx, wipe your feet when you step in my house. Cause you's a small time nigga, about a half. Now.
New York niggas got crazy game, but out of town niggas is all the same. Brooklyn niggas got crazy loot, that's because when it's beat they ain't scared to shoot. All them niggas know how to play, Mac the 600 getting crazy pay. Niggas out of Queens got shit on lock. Strap with the Glock running up in your spot.
But if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, I'm for the crown baby.
Now if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, I'm for the crown baby.
The guns like what? The lingerie is like what? Soundview like what? My felony fourth like what? Money boss like what? The gun runners like what? And K&S like what? And uptown like what?
Charlene, play on. Strong Eye, play on. And Mount Vernon, play on. And Yonkers, play on. And putting it down for NY, you know what I mean? NY, and worldwide.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you loud and clear.
All right, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. I'm your co-host, La Perla Negra, and I am joining Sergio Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King?
Hey, I'm feeling good on top of the technical difficulties. He was rocking with the music, but we still here. I mean,
I know that's right. I know that's right. They can't keep us down. Not one bit. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press that 1 by all means. Join us. We'd love you to. Now, before I go any further, I want to give a thank you and a shout-out to someone who is a very, very good friend of mine. And he is not only the... Oh, Lord, I'm losing my thought. Excuse me. He is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO and creator of Raw Links, those beautiful pieces of jewelry. Matter of fact, hey, King, you got your Raw Links on. I got mine on.
Definitely sport that jade tonight.
I know that's right. I know that's right. These pieces of jewelry that we speak of are by Raw Links, and they are absolutely beautiful. He has precious gems and metals and even wood, and they give out this amazing energy. They have healing properties. And the person that I speak of is author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby. Yeah. If you can't get where I tell you at, you holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure you get to adorn your body with these amazing pieces. You can acquire them on Amazon, on Instagram, and on BrawlinksBRaw at Facebook.com. All right, King. So tonight, what we got going on here tonight?
Do what you like while doing open mic.
I like that. I like that. You should keep that. I like that. So we're doing open mic. That's pretty dope. I like that. Yeah. I got a little something. I got a couple of little something, you know. Even though we was having technical difficulties, y'all come on, call back in here and get with us and give us some of that amazing poetry that we know you can create. Okay, excuse me. I'm still a little under the weather, but I'm giving it a try here, all right? You hear me clearing my throat from time to time. That's the effects of it, you know. It ain't no fun. I think it's these germs that got a hold of everybody, you know. This past few months especially has really been kind of rough on me. But I'm here. I'm here.
That's right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. King, how you want to do this? I know you want me to use Surge, but see, I've gotten accustomed to saying King, you know, because not only do I recognize it as your pen name, but I address my brothers as King as well, because I salute y'all, you know. That's just how it is, you know. So, yeah, how you want to do this tonight?
All good, all good. You can start it off, you know what I'm saying? You know, fall back, put the spotlight on you, and, you know, curtains open.
All right. This, thank you. This is called You Will Know. Say my name. I want to make it personal. Say it so that you will know I am more than the rich darkness of my skin and the tangled tresses of my hair. Say it. Say it so that you know that the only dark thing about me is my skin. My spirit comes from, draws intellect from, lives in, exudes the Most High Light. Say it. so that when you look at me, you know that you are in the presence of royalty. Say my name and understand that all of what you have tried to remove will not be moved because you simply have no right to it because it does not belong to you. Say my name so that when you look in my eyes and read, you will see the parts of the stories you tried and failed pitifully to erase will continue to be told through the eyes of the innocents. Say my name so that you will know I have been here since stars were placed in the heavens to light up the galaxy. Say it. Say my name and understand that without me, there is no you. My first name is Ada, first daughter, Adama, child of beauty, Abayomi, bringer of happiness, Aduke, cherished, and Adio, righteous. My name is purity, fidelity, sensuality, and fresh water. I am life. I am love. My name is Oshun, and I say peace.
That was Oshun energy, straight up. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Right there within the right corner. Purity and life.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's about.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, speaking of beautiful pieces, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight, Kang?
Yeah, I got this piece called Now that was influenced by Mary J. Blige song, Gone Forever. So, you know, just got to put that energy out there. There's no more
right.
Stuff. Pisces.
Hey. Hey. The mic is yours.
My apologies. I'm sorry. I had to leave you alone. We don't share the same tone, so here's a goodbye poem. I just entered another chamber where my light is bright. It's an orbit love affair, not with me and you, all right? Had to go amongst others of my kind and sit. Your order around my colors don't mix, blend, or fit. See, the content is layered inside a spectrum saying don't test them. The words become weapons, lessons upon what's questioned. Been swimming in oceans and still waters with motion. I still grant you a token of friendship that's unspoken. Can't commit to false promises, too honest on landfills. So I'm letting my ink spill until I understand how you really feel. Rather stay dating while the true one is steady waiting at a certain place, I don't know, what state or the location. All according to God, the creator of creativity. My only responsibility is to be still in my vicinity. If something is meant to be, then thou shall be. But for now, I'm living outside of myself where my spirit is really free. And that's that piece.
But now I'm living outside of myself where my spirit is really free. I love that. I love that. That, you know, you have a profound impact with your words that you use, especially your closing lines. I don't know what it is, but everything that the piece embodies is right in that very last line of yours, or the last stanza, the last couple of lines. It's, that was nice. That was really, really nice.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Now, King, before we get into open up these mics, because we got some callers up in here,
yeah.
It's 10:15, so we didn't really do a station ID. You know these bills got to get paid. So let me do one real quick, and we'll come right back and get to opening up these mics. All right?
Radio. Tiffany Radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Epiphany Radio in this King and Queen's Quarter. All right, King, we got our first caller up in here. Got ourselves one of the hosts of Epiphany Radio, one half host of the Just Jay and Gina show. Got ourselves Just Jay in here. Hey, Jay, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
Oh, man. I had to escape from Little Dog and then Woman Antagonizing Dog Show. He trying to escape. Yeah, me. I had to get up and put some distance in between the noise.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Well, once again, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight, Jay?
I'm doing well. Been enjoying listening to the tunes and also listening to the poetry.
Awesome, awesome. I'm glad you're enjoying it. You know, Blog Talk is on one. I don't know what's going on, but we're here. Go ahead, King. What you say?
Yeah, here's the new great.
I said Blog Talk lady, she cutting the fool. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm going to have to talk to y'all and see how y'all got around it. We tried for a while, and I threw in the towel on that joke. I said, I beat you tonight. I'm giving up.
Well, I got kicked off, and I think the whole show had shut down and had to be reset again. So, other night we was having issues.
It's good when you got experienced hands on deck. That's what's up.
Absolutely.
Quit thinking.
Yeah. It helps. But, Jay, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? It is open mic, and you never disappoint.
Oh, so you be putting that type of pressure on me. You be making it hard for me to come in here.
What?
All right.
Come on, man. You give us.
Experience.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Did I do a piece about TLW?
Don't get me the line, please. I've been
for real prompt.
Heavily medicated.
All right. Just say yeah, then.
All right, yeah. But you can give it to us again.
Me.
It's always new to somebody.
Let's go, bro.
Oh, man. All right. This right here, the forewarning, this is a four-legged monster. And it was, I have tasted life's exquisite nectar. Peanut butter is the same color as blank. Tiny little wieners and real tight car horn. He was going nuts on us. He was trying to throw
the mic is yours.
Thank you. Appreciate you, too, for real. All right. I was blind, but now I'm with sight again. Through the eye of my quill, I have tasted life's exquisite nectars, and this is my story. A memory can be a gem, something gazed upon and stored in the heart, like me chasing my dash hound, TLW, tiny little wiener. He was a majestic runt with a pit bull demeanor. Never have there been a more keener than him. My friend, Tiny Little Wiener. He was both my shield and my sword. And one day a screeching car with a real tight car horn. And just like that, my best friend was gone. And that was a long walk home for my friend and me alone. Still warm and twitching, life ebbing and dripping. I walked, I talked, I laughed, and I cried, and I prayed concerning the darkness of this day. So with giant shovel and small hands, I dug a hole under the big tree in the backyard and fought the good fight for my friend of flesh, fur, and bone. Through root and stone, like clawed and chipped, driven to the depths of exhaustion, bleeding and hurting, but stopping was not an option. This was my partner. Peanut butter is the same color as my friend, TLW. Here lies my tiny little wiener. Boom.
Okay. I see what happened. You took us back to, what's the name? Pick up
the
your
cafe.
Pen. Okay. Okay. I was just like, what the fuck? Okay, I get it. I get it. Okay.
Tell them how you really feel.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what? I appreciate it. King, were you ever on the Neo Soul Cafe? It might be nice and don't pick up your pen with us.
Okay. Yeah. One time I was on there. I caught the
okay.
internet.
Okay, so for real has given us these crazy phrases to use, and I'm like, he said, what is he talking about his wiener? What the? Oh, and then I listened in, and I'm like, oh, this is
tiny little wieners.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I remember that one. I do remember. It takes me back. That was. That was a great show, man, especially that segment. Excuse me.
It was awesome.
I really appreciate it because you know what? The phrases may have been very entertaining, but it actually pushed your pen because you only had a minute, like a couple of minutes to write a whole piece out of what? It was, I think the most phrases he gave us at one time was like four phrases. And the trick was we literally had to use them more than once in that piece.
Oh, no.
And I think I got, actually, I got a lot of beautiful pieces that came out of some of them phrases because I took them with me and later on I added more to them. And they turned out to be some of my best pieces. This one right here, yo, this was crazy. Yo, it was funny. He gave us one with dirty draws or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That was
an ink blot of what was going on in that moment.
Yeah, it's all right, though. I'm glad you brought that to us because that was really, really good memories. I missed that show. We're going to have to holler at For Real again and see if we can get him, you know, to come back in here with it. He'd be trying to play like he retired and whatnot, but... I know better. He still loves doing his poetry, man. He can't.
If he's listening now, he should be juiced up.
He had called in, but I think because everything went awry, he didn't call back in. But that's okay. We can all gang up on him and pull him back in here. See if we can coax him into doing another show for us. You know,
sounds good to me. Guys.
Yeah, thank you for that, Jai. I needed that laugh. Really, really. I think we all did. Kay, what you got for that?
Nah, it was funny though, but it was a nice piece though. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it threw me off for a minute. Then I was like, oh, okay.
I know I heard that.
Oh, because I was listening to what you were saying when you were introducing the piece, and I'm like, okay, this is different for Jai, but okay, the mic is yours. Let's go. Yeah.
He was trying to get me to do some erotica or something that sounded like it, so I just took the tiny little wieners and applied it to my dad's house. And he died.
The shovel and your furry little friend under the tree. I'm like, what the? Okay, I get it.
Somebody called me on that piece. They said that had to happen. I said, no, that ain't happened. That was from a prompt. They said that had to happen. And I started thinking back. It was a duck I had did exactly like that. Oh, I ain't had no shoes on. I was digging in the dirt. That I had the first one I had picked up the shovel. I was like, clink. I was like, oh, that hurt.
Oh, my God.
I got to keep going. Everybody watching that.
Oh, shit. You know what? Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you very much. But before I let you skate off into the Royale Lounge, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Well, we're still trying to figure out what's going to happen as far as if we can do this show this Saturday. My partner has been down. She hasn't been feeling that well. So I ain't going to rush my partner. If she feel like she can do it, we'll do it. But if not, then we'll go ahead and pick it back up at our regular schedule. Not this Saturday, but the next Saturday.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we're still going to do the topic, though. We're gonna get down and dirty with this topic here. We've been throwing a little jab out there to see how to go ahead and check the temperature and the rest of that. We're going to go ahead and have a real nice adult topic. A real nice adult topic. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I bet y'all are. I enjoy your show,
yeah.
And I can get in there. And especially
we appreciate you,
lady.
Appreciate you too, King, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
The music there tonight has been killing it. I know Danielle been putting in every other track, but I know yours when I hear them, bro.
You might surprise you. Might surprise you. All right, Jay, thank you very much. I'm going to escort you over here real quick to the Royale Lounge. You can grab yourself something to drink, maybe something to smoke. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love.
I heard that.
One mic.
Yeah, easy, one mic.
All right.
Yo, that brought back so many good memories. Man, I'm telling you, I used to literally, like, I couldn't wait for the Soul Cafe to come around because that the second half of the show was always pick up your pen. And every once in a while, we would get a new, not a new poet, but we would get somebody different to come in there and participate. And it's just everything that we came up with from the phrases was amazing. Sometimes we would get the station manager. He would give us some phrases, but for the most part, it was for real. And it was just a great segment of the show.
Yeah, man. I enjoyed it, though. When I jumped on it at night, you know what I'm saying? It threw me for a loop, but I said to myself, look at me, I can write fast and all that. So I had to, you know, combinate everything and see. But he, you know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, that was fly. I liked it. I was like, cool.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I was like, I was on a game show or something.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we got more callers in here.
Our
next caller, we got ourselves Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Hey, Auto, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. Y'all got me right where I'm at the way station. Oh, I'm doing fine. I said I'm right at the way station.
Oh, okay.
I got picked
on.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Huh? Well, I'll find out as I go through this way station.
Okay. Well, we're going to...
Sometimes they let you go through, sometimes they just want to check you out. That's how it is. When you're in
our
prayer, you go through that.
I hear you. My niece used to drive the big rigs from state to state, but she gave it up. She couldn't deal with it no more. I think she did it for about 2 years, and she couldn't do it no more. It's a lot that comes along with that. You got long sleepless nights, you know. Then you got the weather on the roads you got to deal with, and then you got basic issues with the engine of the truck and she just couldn't really, she really didn't want to deal with it no more. So I mean, my prayers is always with y'all truck drivers, because I know you got a lot of different conditions to deal with. Well, stay safe out there. Stay alert. Try to get the rest when you can.
I got, you know, I'm a freestyle, so I'm driving these trucks.
Well, we
I absolutely love being a truck driver. And to
that's
me, it's like a family.
Okay.
When you get to see them, it's like you enter a family.
Okay.
That's what it's like to me.
You're
a family of truck drivers.
Okay.
And I respect all these truck drivers out here.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, without y'all, we wouldn't get a lot of things that we need, so I got a lot of respect for you as well. But tonight, Otto, is open mic. So what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
Well, I brought my mind, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to call this poem United Snakes of America.
The mic is yours.
All right. I am the presiding judge. Today we have United Snakes of America versus the oppressed. I'll be listening to both sides with each statement with United Snakes of America. How do you want to plead? You plead not guilty. Well, we are going to see about that. We are going to see about how you have oppressed people, how you killed Breonna Taylor when she was sleeping in her bed, how you were harassing Sandra Bland, how you murdered Tamir Rice. You pled not guilty in my courtroom. You pled not guilty. So many of our brothers and sisters have died, and everything that justice has been denied. What about Philando Castile? His daughter, wake up watching it all happen over again, that her daddy is gone. Daddy, wake up, daddy. Wake up, daddy. Daddy, please, no. Why'd you kill my father? No. What about Eric Garner? What about Oscar Grant? But you said that you're not guilty. You had black people in bondage. And then you try to split us apart of the house Negro versus the field Negro. But we all come together. You said that you're not guilty. United Snakes of America. The oppressed versus the United Snakes of America. But you end up taking out Fred Hampton. A man that was talking about the revolution and about the people and how the people matter. And we're going to do things for the people. Now he talked about the pig, and the pig is nothing but a dirty cop. America, you have some explaining to do. How you orchestrated to take out Dr. King. How you orchestrated to take out Malcolm X. How you wiretap both gentlemen, the ancestors, the man answers. How Dr. King said that how the land was divided, how people will say, well, black people need to pull themselves by their bootstraps. How Malcolm X said, who taught you? How Malcolm X was trying to get us not to be ashamed of who we are. And then I heard by ABC News saying that we should learn nothing about Malcolm X. But when Malcolm X was just teaching us that black people need to love themselves. The United States of America. I bet you didn't want us to learn about what happened in 1954, Brown versus the Board of Education. how the dog study was done, how black kids thought that the black dog was an ugly dog, how it was so communicated that black people would hate themselves. But you're in my courtroom. How dare you smile? How dare you feel like you're better than us? Your whole legislation is a crime to me. How Malcolm X said that you take them to court. Taking this country has killed all our people. When you say their names, you say their names of power. You say their names of honor. All our black people that have died and been denied, and all the tears that come down like the rain. But there's no broken chain. We are all united. We are all here. To shame the United States of America. When my brother talked about no more rope, no more rope, they still lynching us. And yes, brother, yes, my brother for real has said it before. I love this poem, and I take it home. Part two is still lynching us. They're still denying us. They're still saying that we are one-fifth of a human being. That's cattle. We're drought. So now I hear the people and the jury, have you made the verdict? Yes, we have, Your Honor. We find this disgusting legislation, racist country, guilty as charged. And we order reparations, not asking anymore, but demanding every damn thing that you give to us. We're not asking. We're demanding the takeover of the United States of America with the red, black, and green. This automatic, charismatic, deliverable engine, 10 years in, I'm all in, Viper and Drive.
And that's that peace, United Snakes of America. I dig that. I really dig that. King, what you got for that?
Yeah. Activism at its highest point. I mean, that's what it's all about, just reaching out and bringing it forth,
Absolutely.
You know, I had to give a shout to my big brother.
I know.
That's my big brother. That's my big brother right there. That's my big brother. For real, it's my big brother all day long. He made poems that were so powerful I had to stay where the hell I was at. I'm such a fan of his, and he is a remarkable person. Gave me advice of what to do and stuff. Always had an open ear to listen to me. Always going to have love for real. I mean, before he even started Epiphany, he was just a wonderful human being before he even started Epiphany. That's why the reason why I support Epiphany so much, majority is because of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've known him all my life, literally, and he has always been an amazing person, always. So I get where you're coming from. I really do. And I thank you for bringing that. For bringing
anybody
that amazing
who can make it. Have you ever heard him take a Luther Vandross song and made it to a Christian song?
No.
You get flowers.
No.
If I can live for Christ. You know, only for one night. He made it to If I Can Live for Christ. It was the Preacher Man. The preacher man had me and For Real. And For Real turned the song. He turned that Luther Vandross song, If I Live for One Night, to If I Can Live for Christ. I said, okay. What?
That's fly. You know what I'm saying?
I said, what? Caught me off guard. Then when he did that, I was like, oh, okay, too. Hey, mad respect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the preacher man used to ask him to keep doing that. It's crazy.
Okay. I'm going to talk to him about it when I get a chance to, but I want to thank you for coming through.
You might
want to
bring my neck, because I said, you might bring my neck.
Nah, I doubt it. I doubt
but
it.
I
but
I was, yeah, no more
hey.
About that preacher, man. Because that preacher
hey.
Man used to get on his nerves.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's fuck
out.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming through. I'm going to send you over here to the Royale Lounge, and we got Just Jay over there. You can go over there, grab yourself something to smoke, something to drink, and sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off.
Oh, I'm about to park this truck and do a 34. And what kind of drink y'all got over here? You got some scotch, you got
some everything
you
over there,
got,
bro.
I ain't
everything.
Driving. I'm not going to drive.
You got everything over there, bro. Just enjoy yourself, you know what I mean? Just enjoy yourself, you know what I mean?
All
right,
you
now.
Got everything. All right,
y'all
have a good night.
You too. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Hey, King, can you throw us a song up in there real quick?
Yeah,
definitely, I'm on deck. Ah, yeah. Flip mode. We come. About to fuck in this flow. Flip mode. Buckle up. 9-7. I'm on. What? Hot shit. Check it out. Hit you with no delaying, so what you saying, yo? Silly with my 9 milli, what the dilly, yo? When I be on the mic, yes, I do my duty, yo. While up in the like we wild in the studio. You don't wanna violate, nigga, really and truly, yo. My main thug, nigga, named Julio, he moody, yo. Type of nigga that'll slap you with the Tulio. Bitch, nigga, scared to death, act fruity, yo. Fuck that, look at shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it, make me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Top mistress in the banging bitches and videos. While I'm with my freak like we up in the freak shows. Hit you with the shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hot shit, got all you niggas in wet clothes. Style like my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you fucking with lyrical player pros.
Do
like
you really
that.
Wanna party with me? Let me teach us what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay fuck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me teach us what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay fuck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
Ain't gonna be trust. Yo, it's a must that you heard of us. Yo, we murder us. A lot of niggas is wondering and they curious. How me and my niggas do it is so mysterious. Serious, all of my niggas is serious. Just niggas be walking around fearing us. Front nigga like you don't wanna be hearing us. Got a message to Harry, he'll be playing us. 30 times I think she'll make you delirious. Damaging everything all up in your area. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. So all them between the ass when they wanna carry us. If you good, then I hit them off with the alias. Various chickens, they wanna marry us. Yo, it's flip mode, my nigga, you know we bout to bust. 7-figure money, the label preparing us. By the dust instead of you making the fuss. Niggas know better cause there ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, niggas is never we fabulous. Hit my people off with the flow, that be marvelous. Oh shit, my whole clique victorious. Taking no prisoners, niggas is straight up warriors. Why you feeling that? I know you be feeling so glorious. Then I bless and reminisce on my nigga notorious.
Like that, like that, 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 if you really wanna party with me, let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Shape up violent in a place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
All right. Yeah, that's that work right there. Busta. That's what's up. I ain't heard that in a long time. It's still a classic, man. It's always going to be a classic. All right, we got another one of Epiphany's own coming up in here. Matter of fact, she is my sexy, sultry voice diva and co-hosting with me, Mrs. VIP from Diva's Talk. Hey, Diva, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I'm well. How are you, Diva? What's going on, Sergio?
I'm hanging.
I'm cool.
I know that. Right.
I'm hanging in there, girl. It's, you know what, but it makes it better when I hear your voice because it's so sultry and it's so smooth and it's very, very calming. Even the way that you talk, you keep a very calm tone. So good to hear.
Well, thank you, Diva. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Tonight is open mic.
I'm also, yeah.
So, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight, Diva? Because you never disappoint.
I'll try not to. I just finished this piece not too long ago, so you know it's entitled.
Oh, fresh ink. All right. Well, I'm move out the way. Fix the spotlight.
Right.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I stepped outside to let the wind take away my thoughts of helplessness, hopelessness, wishing the bad things will stop, knowing they will become worse over time. But it's God's way, not mine. The rain began to fall, hiding my teardrops. I let it all go and cried as hard as the rain fell. As the wind blew, the leaves flew. I inhaled deeply and let my thoughts fly with them, letting my mind renew itself. Suddenly, the wind stopped, and it was so quiet. A gentle breeze touched my face, and I knew he was lifting me from this headspace. I began to rejoice, lifted my voice, and began singing, walking with my head held high. And from that point on, no looking back. Just looking forward, head to the sky. And I learned there are no bad days, just moments. And feelings are fleeting. You learn to talk things out, and burdens will be lifted. Trying to remain in the present and face each day head on, so there's no more struggles. And with faith, mountains will be moved, and problems be gone. And that's that peace.
Move it.
I love it. You know, you have this ability to come up with some really amazing pieces in a short period of time. I can do it once in a while, but you are really a writer, and I really, really have a lot of respect for that. Just like I have a lot of respect for people that can freestyle. I wish I could do that. It's something special about your pen, and I love it. I really, really do, and I truly, truly appreciate it. King, what you got for that?
Like I said, very, very soothing and silky. You know, the way you express the words and the lines and everything, and just the voice, too. You know, well, I might say you got it going on.
Okay, Silky. Maybe I should change your introduction to my sexy, silky voice, Diva.
Oh,
I
my.
I think. I like that. Yeah. Or I might say sultry voice Diva with the silky pen. I'm going to see if I can throw it in there. Oh, man. That's beautiful regardless. But thank you for that, Diva. Now, before I let you skate off over there to the Royale, can you tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Oh, absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my diva, the bedroom voice diva, as someone calls her, and I are in Divas Talk, and we have some amazing music, and man, I'm telling you, when the poets show up, they show out, and they've been doing it every week, and we just appreciate it, but y'all come on through and have some fun with us. Back to you two.
Absolutely. Y'all heard my diva, what she said. Yes, yes. All right, diva, thank you. Head on over there, grab yourself something to drink. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Very, very nice. She never disappoints. She's like I said, she just has this ability to pump out something. My diva is actually a storyteller. So she writes, okay? She's just gifted like that, okay? It is actually 21 into the hour, 21 minutes into the hour. I'm going to throw another bill pay up in here, and we'll be right back. If it'll play for me.
Tiffany Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Let's love, let's love, let's love, let's love, let's love, let's love.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, welcome back. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is King and Queen's Quarters. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that one and join us. We'd love you too. Hey, King, we got, oh man, we got a powerhouse coming through. We got ourselves the music maestro, C-Double 34 Music, y'all. Hey, C-Double, welcome to King and Queen's Court. How you doing tonight?
King Sergio and La Perla Negra, I'm doing quite well, thank you. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. I'm fighting through a little bit of germs, but I'm okay.
You know, I could clear that up.
Oh, well, man.
Yeah, I'm doing it. But I could clear that up for you. You know that, right?
Can you? It's a sinus infection. I got to literally go see a doctor about this because this is just, whoo.
Yeah.
Doing a number on me. But I'm open to suggestion if you were you know what? I'm not going to feed into this no more because I hear that nefarious kind of like, that right there. It sounds like a mad scientist that's on to something. So I'm going to leave that.
No, I'm not mad. I'm kind of sexy.
Oh, Lord.
Show you right.
I hear you. Well, tonight is open mic. And we would like to know, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
I brought you a piece called The Victim Mentality You Accepted.
Okay. All right, well, let me move out of the way and adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you both. I'm in the middle of this month of the celebration of division. Seems like we're prompted, prodded to push popular propaganda doctrines, about skin color oppression to teach lessons on who is said to have supremacy and who used weapons on our ancestors. But tell me, how many Caucasians in this nation back then could afford to own slaves then? There weren't many millionaires that could buy a flock at an auction within the 13 colonies, and some pale faces were also picking cotton. But I guess it seems that I've forgotten that there was black slave owners. Hold up, I see a problem. They weren't called that back then. Before 1963, that term was derogatory, and it meant that you were dead in the U.S. corporation government law books. But I digress from this section. I'm going off topic. Stokely Carmichael was the guy that gave you by skin tone your power. Jesse Jackson made you African-American so you can be a god, making yourself the great I am to somebody by claiming citizenship of two continents, while this government keeps making profits. So what progress have you accomplished? Maybe we should not accept all of the labels this country placed on us as our identity. Malcolm said, why are we fighting to be with a people that won't let us in? We've overcome the terror squads without leaning back, surviving the hoses and attacking dogs to being obliterated and getting shot by vicious cops. And we're above the cockroaches. We approach you saying, here we are. So why keep drinking from the same wine bottle, whining and complaining, looking for a government to change its wicked ways again? This may be your history, but do I need to be walking the same road, depending on getting equality? Sorry, I'm not communism, and I'm not the same as you. God created me as a temporary citizen. You may embrace these classifications while I stay as classified intelligence. Black is a color and not the race, and I'm winning here. I'm breaking out in my character, away from your mind control imprisonment. My power is in Jesus Christ and not your graven image of him. You know Italians, Arabs, and Mexicans have bronze feet as well? He's not Aaron Rodgers with effeminate qualities or LeBron James with platinum hair. So who do you say he is? It seems like you're ashamed of me because I don't play these games anymore. Claiming to be enslaved when my ancestors taught me to be brave. And my God told me, don't be anxious, troubled, or afraid. So being proud of being black, white, yellow, red, or brown, that means my pride comes and then the falling down. Because I was determined to commit idolatry, making an altar worshiping my flesh's God. He called me a man and a son. And for me, that's enough. But I will not be this victim spitting injustice, wearing it as a badge to show that I belong in the matrix when I'm a neophyte who needs to fight so the children and wives can sleep at night. For this I die daily, and some who reads this hates me. That's a chance I'm willing to take here. So enjoy your celebration as you look for the union label. Now what you gonna try and name me? Too late. It's taken. In peace.
In peace, bro. You know what I mean? Definitely is. Salute.
Thank you, sir.
No doubt, brother. You already know. Yeah, you did?
I'm talking. Can y'all hear me?
Hey, now.
Nope.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
oh,
I can
man,
hear you.
I've been doing all this talking. Why you talking, sir? And I'm like, wait a minute.
I called you out. Okay. Yeah, I see.
I'm like, wait a minute. What the? I'm glad you said something because I was sitting up here talking. I'm like, yo, that's a powerful piece. You done opened up some eyes and perked up some ears. Bam. Okay. All right. Not that you haven't done it before, C-Devil, but you just, you know, you come at something new, something fresh to us, and it still has an impact on us. every time you do. And I appreciate that. And you still, I told you from the door, from the first time I heard you, that you just going to piss folks off because you're giving them, you know, the raw, uncut truth. And you still doing it. You're still doing it. It's dope piece.
Yeah.
Very
Because the whole point is there's a census. And the census has us mark what we are. Why do we need it? We can mark what we are by just saying, this is what we are. Some people will say they're black. Some people will say, no, I'm more than that. Government can't label me.
Exactly. You know, all of that is just a tracking system. That's all it is, you know. Because, honestly, they say it's a certain number of us here, and then they generalize us, but they don't really know how many of us are. There really is, you know. If they did, I think they'd be quaking, shaking in their boots for real, especially if we all woke up at the same damn time. Mm. You know,
that's
power
the point
means
right there.
Everything to them.
Yeah.
And they really believe that they have it because we have not, I don't think we're tired enough or, you know, frustrated enough to let them know they really have none. You know, but we will. The day will come. Okay. And it's going to be epic. It's going to be more than biblical. You know. But I'm not going to get into all of that. I truly appreciate your pen and your mindset.
Yes,
you bring
no.
us that rawness all the time.
We have overcome because we've already been here.
Absolutely. We always have been, you know, and we always will be. It's such a big thing on them trying to rid this place of us. Guess what? Everything starts in black. Everything comes from black. So,
yeah, we know that. I mean, every time I take my clothes off, the whole place goes black.
You know what? Okay. You know what? I'm gonna leave that one alone. I hear you, though. I hear you, black man. All right. Thank you for coming through, C-Double, with that amazing piece, as always. I'm going to escort you over here to the Royale. Now, see, I got my laugh for the night. You know I'm silly. All right. Come on over here with me. I want you to grab yourself a drink, something to smoke. Sit back and put your feet up and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One mic to the both of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow. He hit us with the Bernie Mac joint. I'm going to leave that alone now. Oh, man. Okay,
I appreciate
we got another.
You coming through tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. We got one more caller up in here. Another family member of Epiphany. And this is actually this is the host of Inspiration Factory. The co-host is with Alonzo. God of the Divine Inspiration. Okay, my goodness. You may have to open this mic, Ken, because my mind is acting up.
You still good, though?
I'm here. Switch for it, I can't. It won't act right for me.
Okay, I got it.
There we go. Now it's open. I wasn't doing a Gina movement talking with my mic being muted. Y'all had me muted, so it's your fault.
I was trying. But Blog Talk seems to be on something.
Blog
good
Talk has been acting a pure fool lately.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely. But how
That's
are you
right.
doing?
Perseverance still wins out. But
always. Always. How you doing tonight, Paul?
I'm okay. Better than some nights, worse than others, but I'm still here, so that's always a good thing.
I know that's
Amen,
right.
Brother. Amen.
I know that's right. Well, we ain't going to hold you. Tonight is open mic. And we are very interested in what you have. Oh, wait a minute. Let me mention this. Lately, we noticed you kind of been blazing the trail. You've been on fire with these pieces. I don't know what's going on with you, but it's a good thing. I see you. I see the difference, you know, and I'm hoping that it's going to continue tonight as well. So what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
I brought something that's not finished because it doesn't feel finished, but it's still something I wanted to just put out there, and maybe hearing it myself, then it'll tell me what it is I wanted to do other than what else I wanted to do with this piece or something. I don't know. But it's – so I'm going to be as surprised as you guys are with this piece because I need to work on it, and I just don't know what it is I want with it yet. So maybe this will help you along the way.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece it's called Grinning Face. I see a face, and it's grinning. Grinning at saints who should be claiming the predestined victory and winning. But we're not. We are saved and yet sinning. So why wouldn't that face keep on grinning? The number of obedient saints are thinning, so it would seem, and some truly believe, that Satan is winning. Lost is the fire of old, the zeal we had in the beginning, when we first fell in love with the Lord. When we accepted that salvation we could never even remotely afford. So that face keeps a-grinning, because in our lack, we portray worshipers merely going through the motions thoughtlessly, routinely, worshiping because we're bored. And beyond that, worshiping has no meaning. It must be a slap in Jesus' face when he sees how we respect and value his grace. When from the purest, unconditional love he gave his life, that our sins may be erased. Completely removed from all time and space. Look at us now. Sin in our lives has taken his place. God himself, by sin and evil, have been replaced. So yes, why wouldn't that face keep a-grinning? Because we keep on sinning and sinning and sinning like a roulette wheel constantly spinning. Round and round with sin and self we go, and far too many end up right back at the beginning, content in their lives and their sinning. Sooner than any of us realize, the price will be required for believing the enemy's lies, and the consequences should come as no surprise. When the dead in Christ doth rise, and quite disturbingly, many still join Satan in his demise. Eternal gnashing of teeth and tormented cries. When we open our eyes, the time will soon come with no time for goodbyes. No relief for the raging river of tears of realization produced from your stubborn lost soul's cries. Much too late to realize. Oh, how expeditiously doth time fly. And you're too late. Get from paradise and your mansion in the sky. Well, and also, that will be the very same day when that face stops grinning. You see, because all along Christ was winning. His victory was won from the very beginning, even before we started sinning. So for those who sinfully chose Christ's salvation to ignore will now become part of what Satan has in store. Judgment. It's too late to prostrate yourself on the floor. You now have an unimaginable eternal fate to endure. become this, before this becomes loved ones or your very own fate. Accept Christ and exchange love for hate, lest you too become consigned to that fiery lake, beset with pains and horrors from which you can never awake. I hope and pray that grinning face has not distracted you to the point where it's too late. Poem.
Hey, Pastor Cole, man, you sound like you was hitting people with some holy water, man. I'm saying, give them a wave, splash, splash. I mean, you like, that was a powerful piece, man. I enjoyed hearing that.
Definitely. Appreciate that, bro.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love the piece. I'm going to have to fall back a little bit because...
Yes. You'll be using sign language if you don't pretty soon because your voice is about to go.
Oh, no. Appreciate you coming through. Before we let you skate off into the Royale Lounge, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the Tiffany Radio universe?
Absolutely. As you know, and if you don't know, you'll know very shortly. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Mr. Alonzo, we host the Inspiration Factory. It's where we do poetry and praise and fellowship. And we just have fun in the Lord, you know, just in a profanity-free platform. So just come on through. Same number as all the rest of Epiphany's fantastic shows, 319-527-6300. And as in every show, be sure to press that one so you can come on and share something with us. And you can catch me on Facebook as Paul Sampson with the parentheses of Divine Inspiration. If you have any questions about anything that's going on with Epiphany, the jewelry with raw links or any of that, just hit one of us up. And that's all I got to say on that.
All right. Very nice.
I do appreciate the platform from you, too. And as always, it's been a pleasure coming to hang out with you guys.
We're going to take you back there to the Royale Lounge. You can have yourself a nice drink of your choice. Non-drinking alcohol or alcohol.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's something back there I can find. As a matter of fact, I know there is. Because this ain't my first time, so I already know. And it's time to go. God bless you both. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Right. I was Pastor Paul doing this thing. Well, look, I got a nice little special song for the CEO. You know what I mean? I went into my creeks, my archive, Grandmaster Flash, you know. You know what I mean? So we'll be right back, y'all.
rest and chill by water so I don't lose my signal. That's why my backup is mental listening to instrumentals. Frequency and vibes out the vibe from which they hide. Intelligence alive deep inside behind my eyes. Visuals sharper than human beings in their blind state. I walk into the unknown and figure out my own fate. Search. You did VIP? Unmute your mic.
Oh, wow. Listen, listen, Serge. I'm telling you. You know what? You like a pistol. Like, phew. Just straight shot. Straight no chaser. You just tell it all the time like it is. All the time. But you ain't of this world,
yeah.
You know? You just ain't.
No, I ain't of this world.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
I'm from Earth, too.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. You might be in it, but we ain't of it. So that's a good thing.
That's right.
So, all right. So I'm going to spit this final piece. And I did a couple of weeks ago. It's called Utopia.
Crazy
Joe. All right. Step into my world. You will feel instant happiness. Your dreams will come true. And the one... yes, that one will be waiting for you. Step into my world. There are no ants fractious streets here, just smooth, narrow paths. You'll live in a beautiful home overlooking healing waters to ground yourself as the need arises. See, my world is a utopia with lush gardens that grow compassion, peace, laughter, lots of love, along with vegetables you can grow. And the best part is my world is self-sustaining. You can find anything good here, not the bad. So if you're ever down, there's always a hug to be had. My world has beautiful music from classical, gospel, R&B, and jazz. There are more kinds, but here they may not exist. We want peace and tranquility. But if that kind pleases you, so be it. Now, don't get it twisted. It's not a hedonistic place. You just want your mind to be in a happy, peaceful space. So just come, step into my world, and be you. Wonderful. That's that piece.
Beautiful piece, all that. That's what I'm talking about. Living for the world. I mean, peace, tranquility.
It would be nice now,
about.
Wouldn't it?
true facts, true facts. I got this final piece, too.
All right.
It was, I had a conversation with a lady friend. She was like, you know, everybody out here lives at surface level. And I was like, yeah, well, surface level or circus level. So that's the name of my piece, surface level or circus level. Bunch of clowns running around. I mean, circuses. All
right,
let me get into this here.
Okay.
Check the pages. Right, thank you. Check the pages, Book of Life, or search for a ticket price. Either way, know what's right. There's a light in open sight. Some enjoy entertainment of reading while others scheming. The Most High have you dreaming while ugliness becomes your demon. Righteous potions that you take. Have you escaped the darker road? Light bearers play a role to assist conflicted souls. Divine healing, God feeling, spirit access to the beautiful, amazing and wonderful time while sleepwalkers being untruthful. I'm neutral, foolproof. Some of these others are clueless. I see them, get a good read on them, contact my Buddhist. Call upon them imam about what's hidden in song. Don't get confused by seeing a Christian cross on my arm. Clowns want to engage in charades and get on stage. Do it while I attend spiritual classes marking grades. Classified documents are closed for those who want to know. My Leroy glow from The Last Dragon, giving people hope. I'm the fan of myself and protector of multiple times. Nobody left behind when I'm standing on front line. Blind. Surge.
Wow. You know what? That piece was dope. And I'm going to tell you right now. And one line that jumped out at me is there's a light in perfect sight. Like, you can see it if you try. It's right there. And all you got to do is reach out and get it. I love that peace. Yeah. So, Serge, we have another caller. And let's bring him in. Area code 603. Welcome to Kings and Queens Quarters. Who's on the mic?
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
All right.
This is Dylan Lawler from the Lost Quarters Podcast.
Okay.
I've had podcasts all over the place before.
What's up, man? What's going on with you?
Y'all hear me?
Breaking up a little.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah,
one second.
Again?
Okay,
we hear you now.
Y'all hear me okay?
Yeah, you
yep.
good,
money. Now we do. All right. Yeah, I know I'm calling in a little late, but I figured I'd come spit a piece for y'all.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, I'll tell you
cool,
what.
Sure.
Serge and I are going to step back and put the shine the spotlight on you. All right. And when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Cool. Thank you. All right. So this one's called Speaking to Demons, and it's an inner conversation with my inner demons. Listen up, Dylan, I'm talking to you. Yeah, it's 3 a.m. and it's dark in our room. Go put on your coat and put on your shoes. Pull up our hood, now let's walk on the moon. I don't know where we're going, but we'll get there real soon. You told me to sleep, but I'm just not in the mood. You're not in the mood? You got attitude? Well, I basically ruined my life because of you. Are we stuck in the dark with no light because of you? So I'm trapped with no sight and I can't ever move because it feels like you're holding me down while I'm bleeding so you can just feed from my wounds. Me feeding on you? Nah, it's the opposite, dude. Because you're constantly feeding on demons and darkness to bring out the artist in you. And you have the balls to blame all the trauma for bothering you? Be honest, you live for the drama. Why else would you let yourself argue with you? I live for the drama. Well, that might be true, but you're keeping us spinning and stuck in this loop. You let the hate drive the things that we do, and that's why we can't forget all the things that we've been through. And while I've got your attention and we're spitting the truth, let me just mention that you're who's to blame for the drugs and the booze. Tell me again, I don't follow. I made you pick up the bottle. I made you tip it back, sip it, and swallow. Don't give me that shit, bitch, we all know. You're addicted to shit, and since you were a kid, you've been trying to fill it, because your soul is so empty and hollow. It's empty of all the ones you pushed away, because you keep us consumed by the anger and hate. And I'm so dazed and confused as of late, because when we look at our girl, she just looks away, and our sister, she'll barely ever speak to our face. So look in the mirror and see what you made. You made up our bed, and we can't go to sleep. See what I mean? We did this together. I'm part of you, so you're not any better. Don't you dare try to blame me for the fact that your life has been splitting apart. I did what it took to get us this far. I fueled the passion in all of the bars and showed all of them who we really are. Now you're trying to tell me I took it too far and the things that you think are just getting too dark? Well, answer me this. What are you going to do when the demons are gone? Because no one wants to see happy. They want all the scars. They want you to show them the cracks in your heart. You're not Eminem and you're not fucking Tom. Can you really handle this shit when the pressure is on? When the pressure is on, it's on all the time. That's how I know that I'm a diamond, because it made me. That's how I know that I'm one of a kind, because it made me a diamond, and I'm gonna shine. And I don't want to be Marshall McDonald. I know all their rhymes. I could spit you a cover of some bars that aren't mine, but I need to uncover the shit that's behind the mental imbalance I feel in my mind. It's why I picked up a pen at just 9, channeled those feelings, and started to write. It's why all my dreams are now finally in sight. So I guess I did need the darkness to get to the light. There you go, Dylan. You finally admit it. You channel me every time that you're spitting. Even the parts that you spit in the song, you know it's my voice that's been there all along. So go ahead and tell them your demons are the reason you're not sleeping at night. I can see that you blame me, so tell them I'm evil and ruined your life. You can look in the mirror and get sick at the sight, but you know that you need me to reach the new heights, and that's the reason that your demons are winning the fight. So just deal with the fact that you're nothing without us, all right? And that's just a sneak peek of the things my demons all say when they're speaking to me. And as you can see, my demons and me, we don't always agree. They take all the credit for what I've achieved. and make me feel helpless and weak at the knees. So sometimes it's hard to just stay on my feet while I'm fighting this darkness like an evil disease. But it'd be a lie if I said it's not just what I need to master my craft and succeed at my dreams. So till the day I can't breathe, go blind and can't read, or the ink of my pen will no longer bleed, I guess I'll just keep on speaking of these. And that is that piece.
Whoa. Bro, you went
Yo.
In. That was
Hold
wild.
Up. Oh. Wait a minute,
Thank
wait,
you.
Wait, wait. You got to give it to me again. What's your name?
Dylan Lawler. I host a podcast called The Lost Boys Cypher Circle. And I bring
really?
Other artists on to show that their art kind of like this.
I'm okay. telling you right okay. now, that piece was a bomb. And I'm going to tell you, a couple of lines yelled at me a little bit. For instance, you like the drama and something about, and you like arguing with you. You even like arguing with you. I love that. And man, okay. I mean, listen, you gave tit for tat each and every time. You weren't going to take the blame for everything that has happened. It was on the other person too. And I'm telling you right now, I loved this piece. And I think everybody has a little something-something inside, you know. But you are right. You got to go through the darkness to see the light. I'm trying to, oof, you just made my night, Dylan. And I thank you very, very much. That was
Appreciate
dope.
You, brother.
Hell yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
Hey,
Absolutely.
7 days a week, brother. 7 days a week.
Yeah,
yeah
please
man.
Do. Come back.
Call and hit that one.
Hell yeah, man, definitely. I'll be back.
All right. Thank you again. One love, one mic.
Yeah, no problem. Hell yeah. One love,
mm-hmm.
one mic. Hell yeah, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Whoa.
Yeah,
let me tell you. You know, look, straight shot, straight shooter.
Yeah, definitely.
Marksman. Hey, look, I'm gonna play this last bill of the night, and you know, I think Dylan needs to be sent a bill because he burnt the mic up, burned it up.
Yeah,
he wants to do what it means.
What?
Right. All right.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio. Your
number one hit station.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it is a little past the 11 o'clock hour, and we're kicking it. And I'm telling you, Dylan, if you're still listening to us, I'm going to tell you something. You are a powerhouse, but I need you to just slow it up just a tad, because... I was trying to write down lines, and the second I tried to write down one line, about five more came up. All right?
Yeah,
I mean, but he's dynamic. Dynamic.
Yeah.
So what you got?
Yeah, dog.
What you up?
Hey, it was amazing. When I did music tonight, poets coming through, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, you know what I'm saying, got busy. And thank you to La Perla Negra, you know what I'm saying, for coming through, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
staying by side. That's why it's always Sergio Atterbury and the Divas of Epiphany. Now, see, yo, we all rock as one. I mean, and Dylan, if you listening, still on there, look me up, man, on Facebook, Joel Washington Atterbury.
Absolutely.
I'll holler at you so I can give you the rundown mm-hmm. of everything that's going on over here. You know what I mean? But, ladies
Absolutely.
And gentlemen, thank y'all for tuning in, calling in, checking us out online, and we'll be back next week, you know what I'm saying, 9 p.m. Eastern. And so I'm going to take y'all out with this song, and peace, love, and happiness.
thank you, Ms. VIP, for always having my back also. I mean,
absolutely. Peace, y'all. God bless.
Peace. All right.
No one that back calling me splurge. Let me jump right out the curb.
Yeah.
Bentley smirk fly like a bird. Spin on the first and the third.
Yeah.
Solid, I'm keeping my word. Can't be my equal, I don't know what you heard.
Yeah.
Crack up the foreign, I swear. Keep me a stick if they purge. Young, I don't wanna, they working my nerves. I'm about to pull some surge.
Yeah.
Fucking this bitch like a perm.
Yeah.
Smack on the back of a perm.
Yeah.
Ice. The bird, shitting on all you little turds. Can't take that dick, waste your turn. In my own lane, we can't merge.
Yeah.
So with no hands, you can learn.
Yeah.
Let's see how much you can earn.
Yeah.
Why me go big like the worm?
Yeah.
And I ain't smoking no sherm.
Yeah.
I'm in the B with P. Litty, QP, QP Ski. All of my bitches is pretty, they showing their titties, it's up to the ceiling. Holler
yeah.
Them run through a million, I rock with a really, let's fuck on a billion.
Yeah.
I'ma get down to the gritty, then fuck up the city, the home of the villain.
Yeah.
Ecstasy wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
Smoke out the pound when I'm chillin'.
Yeah.
Trappin', I made me a killin'.
Yeah.
Look, I got everybody wishing.
Yeah.
I hope you play your position.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody listening.
Yeah.
I see them hoe with precision.
Yeah.
Givers my only decision.
Yeah.
Young on no one that back calling me splurge. Let me jump right off the curb.
Yeah.
Bentley smirk fly like a bird. Spin on the first and the third.
Yeah.
Solid, I'm keeping my word. Can't be my equal, I don't know what you heard.
Yeah.
Crank up the foreign, I swear. Keep me a stick if they purge.
Yeah.
Yeah.